This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, a few thoughts about our current situation. It's really kind of strange. Today is April Fool's Day, and with the COVID-19 virus shutting down most everything in sight, we still have April Fools out and about that continue to ignore safety orders in place to help stop the spread. How dangerous is COVID-19 compared to a bad strain of flu? Well, the experts don't seem to agree much on their consensus of that question, but they do agree that COVID-19 can be deadly and it's easily spread. It's really rather spooky, isn't it? President Trump is right when he talks about fighting a war against an invisible enemy. Is the virus on that surface or that surface? Does that person have it with no symptoms? Someone sneezes and we all cringe? It really could play havoc with your sense of well-being. Well, I certainly agree with the social distancing policies in place. Here in the basin, we're lucky to be able to put distance between ourselves with a smaller population and lots of wide open spaces. I'd certainly hate to be living in New York, Los Angeles, or any other large city where close contact is inevitable. Do we need to shake hands or exchange hugs with everyone? Well, absolutely not. You know, our healthcare professionals literally put their lives on the line every day during this crisis, and I applaud them for their dedication. Matter of fact, I had my very first virtual doctor's appointment yesterday. Yep, sat and chatted with my doctor on the web via the Zoom app for an annual physical update. It was interesting and a bit weird at the same time, but probably something we should all get used to in the future. Common sense, that's the key. Anyone can get this virus, and even if you do all the right things, you may still get it anyway. But using common sense can go a long way towards lessening the chances of being infected. So we all have to play by the rules for the betterment of everyone. That said, what is going to happen to our nation? Many of our local businesses have been shut down now for a few weeks, and we're told it could be until the end of April or even longer. Even with the government attempting to fund more unemployment, send checks to families, and offering to pay some employee salaries, I find it hard to believe that our economy will not simply collapse if this crisis goes on until summer. Now, I applaud those in Washington, D.C., like President Trump, who are trying their best to get us through this pandemic, and frankly, I just spit on the floor when I see the blatant hypocrisy and political posturing of politicians like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Now is not the time to be trying to further your political agenda when everyone in America is in dire straits. While I can certainly see the need for a total shutdown in large metropolitan areas like New York and Los Angeles, I think smaller rural areas, much like the one we live in, can observe social distancing and other measures without the draconian shutdown of everything and the mass layoffs that they create. After all, people do not have unlimited funds in their savings accounts to simply sit at home all day. They need to work and earn income for their families to survive. Here at the radio station, we're attempting to continue to provide entertainment, news, and information to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Remember, we stream all of our radio stations online, as well as offer free mobile app for Klamath Radio. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and download it for free. We'll also continue to provide online services like BasinLife.com and KlamathFallsWantAds.com. It costs a lot of money to keep these operations going, but we'll strive to do our best in this challenging scenario. Thanks for being a valued listener. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.